Okay, it's good to see everybody here tonight. Hopefully the lights out will help us see better on the screen and the live streaming that we're doing. But we're going to talk a subject here about dedicated to the Lord. And we've all heard this. We've heard about people being dedicating their children to the Lord and dedicating. I mean, the only person you can dedicate to the Lord is yourself. And so we'll cover that. But we're going to examine what the scriptures mean when it talks about dedication. Now, they did things differently in the Old Testament days. And yes, a lot of dedication took place back then. But today, there's really no authority for dedicating some things. And so we're going to talk about that. When we speak of dedication, it often refers to an individual's personal choice, dedicated to a particular concept, dedicated to a personal belief or something like that. And sometimes we hear of something being dedicated, like maybe a building or a highway or something. And so those things happen, perhaps even a church building. We've probably heard of that. Well, where did that concept come from? Where did the idea of dedicating a church building come from? Well, honestly, it came from the denominations, because they started that practice, and some churches of Christ have taken up the same concept, dedicating a building, dedicating a personal thing as far as their building goes, and dedicating certain people. So perhaps maybe a person is being dedicated. And we do have example of this in the Old Testament. I mean, so they did that. And one misconception for people in the world is that they feel they can dedicate their children to the Lord. And we hear about that. And yes, it's a nice concept, but it doesn't work. We know in 1 Samuel chapter 1, Hannah prayed fervently that she could have a child. And when she did, she brought the child to Eli and said, "This child is dedicated to the Lord." And so that's what it is. And we know Samuel spent the rest of his life trying to please God. And he took it seriously. And so the problem is that today such dedication is an exercise in futility. It really is. Okay. Uh-oh. Just broke it. There we go. But anyway, it's an exercise in futility, because we understand that when people are dedicate themselves to God, everybody has to make their own choice. And people have to make their own choice as whether they will serve God or not. So you can't force somebody else to be dedicated to the Lord. You can only dedicate yourself to the Lord. And that's what we encourage people to do, is to dedicate themselves to the Lord. And so there's some dedication which has scriptural backing, and there's other dedication that does not. So we want to make sure we understand it. We know the temple was dedicated. I mean, under Solomon. After David died, Solomon had all the supplies ready, and he got all the artisans to come, and he built the temple, and they brought the ark into the temple, and under his leadership, and there was a great ceremony to dedicate the temple to the Lord. And so we know they did that. That's probably why some people decided, well, if he dedicated the temple to the Lord, why don't we dedicate church buildings to the Lord? And, you know, the concept might seem pretty nice that, well, this is going to be the Lord's house. It's going to be, we're only going to do those things that the Lord wants. But you watch, people who dedicate their church buildings usually bring things in that are not authorized. And so that's a problem that we might have. And on occasion, we may hear of a sort of dedication taking place even today in various churches. I get advertisements all the time. Yeah, we're going to dedicate our sanctuary. We're going to dedicate our classroom. We're going to dedicate this or that. And there's just no authority for that. And so the idea behind a dedication is to advise the world that a facility was built for the Lord and the purpose is to do what the Lord desires. We don't need a ceremony to do that. When we come together as a congregation, if we have a building built, I mean, the world ought to know our building. island is here for a purpose. And so it's to serve the Lord and help us serve the Lord. But the building is nothing more than brick and mortar and or wood or something like that. It's made of physical materials. The church is made up of people. And so that I think that's where they kind of get it wrong. They dedicate the building, but what about the members? The members are the church, and they're the ones that need to be dedicated. And so we'll talk about that. So like I said, there's no authority for a building to be dedicated today. I mean, some people like to do it. It sounds like a pretty neat idea, but like I said, there's just no authority for it. And the church is made up of the members, not the building. So that's what's important is the members, the membership. Whether we're in a nice big sanctuary like this or whether we find a little rented room. I mean, whatever we can find. I mean, we are together, we become the church. We are the church, and we're together there in the presence of God. And so the building doesn't make that. Dedicating the members to the Lord is a different story. We can't dedicate anybody to the Lord. I mean, everybody has to make that choice for themselves. And the dedication of the member takes place when they obey the gospel and make the commitment to be faithful to God from now on. I mean, that's a dedication. And that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to have that type of dedication that no matter what, I am going to continue serving the Lord. And we do this every day as we acknowledge to the world, Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Master. He is my Savior. He is my King. And we sang about, He is my King. And that's true. And we have to acknowledge this all the time. We have to acknowledge that as individual members, we dedicate ourselves to the Lord. So we need to be dedicated. All right. Of course, a broader application could be made if there is a specific purpose for the building. And that's why some people think it's a neat idea to dedicate the building to the Lord's service. The only problem is that didn't come from God. It came from the denominations. And so I know a lot of people like to do that. A lot of congregations like to do that. And I guess they think they're doing something good. But like I said, there's no authority for it. And we can't rely upon feelings when it comes to service to God. We have to follow the scriptures. We have to follow what God teaches us. And even though it might sound like a good idea, there's no authority for it. So it should not be done. So we've even heard of like highways being dedicated in an official ceremony. Sometimes they will name it after maybe a fallen soldier or a fallen peace officer or something like that. And that's neat. That's neat when they memorialize people like that who've done good service. And so there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, from a worldly standpoint, there's nothing wrong with that. But when it comes to the church, we have to be very careful. If one was to look up in a dictionary the meaning of the word dedication, they would find this: the quality of being dedicated or committed to a task or a purpose. And so you think, well, that's very specific, that's very limited. And you would think that, but committed to a task or purpose. Yeah, and that's what we're supposed to be doing as Christians. Our purpose, our task is do the Father's will. I mean, that's what Jesus came to do, and if Jesus is our example, that's what we're supposed to do. Be dedicated to the Father's will. All right, what I really find intriguing are the synonyms that the dictionary offers. When you go to the dictionary, you know, usually it gives the explanation what it is, how it's used in a sentence or something like that, and sometimes the dictionary will give you synonyms. Are words that pretty much carry the same concept, the same meaning. And so we look at those, and we're going to notice some of these. And these are supposed to help those trying to understand the meaning of the word by offering a similar and familiar phrase that is already understood, which helps them to learn very closely to what the word means. It's like that thesaurus out there. A lot of very few people use those anymore. But when you come across a word, I don't think people understand what that is. You go to the thesaurus and find out other words that pretty much mean the same thing. And so we know what it is. We don't always employ it. We don't always use it. But we know what it is. So synonyms will help us. I mean, you're trying to understand the concept of dedication. Perhaps if we saw another word, we have a better understanding of what it might mean. And some of these you might think that really doesn't fit, but in many ways they do fit. So let's go through those. Here's what the synonyms offered by the dictionary that I use. And I went online and got the dictionary definition. And it said, here's the synonyms. All right, commitment. I mean, we're not talking about dedication. We're talking about commitment. Everybody knows what commitment is. I mean, you're committed to certain, like the committed to a task, committed to a purpose. And that's the same idea behind dedication. And then the application. You take what God says and you apply it to your life. I mean, that's the same concept behind dedication. When you're dedicated to the Lord, you're going to do what the Lord says. And so you're going to apply his teachings to your life, and you're going to apply his commandments to your life and follow his commandments. I mean, we look at other words like diligence. I mean, so, yeah, diligence is making haste to do these things. And we should do so when we're dedicating ourselves to the Lord. I mean, there's a purpose, and we need to put forth that full effort. And industry, well, you'd think, well, what does industry have to do with this? Because we usually associate industry with manufacturing and stuff like that. But in the old world, when they talked about industry, it's like being industrious. I mean, when you talk about somebody being very industrious, what does that mean? We can talk about Brother Al over there. He's very industrious with his cars and having to repair all the cars and everything. He's industrious. I mean, he works at it. And that's what he does. And so when we're serving the Lord, we should be working at it. So industry does fit. And resolve. Yeah, I mean, being resolved. We sing the song, I Am Resolved. And that means, basically, my whole purpose now is to serve the Lord. And so that's why we use that word, resolve. And enthusiasm. I mean, we should all have enthusiasm. I mean, we've heard the phrase, we're not weaned on a pickle. I mean, we don't have to be a sourpuss to be serving the Lord. I mean, we don't have to have that frown on our face because we can't have no fun. I mean, we can still enjoy ourselves. We just have to make sure the fun that we have is approved by God. But we can still have fun in our lives. I mean, when we get together as Christians, we have fun with each other, and we enjoy each other's company. And so there's enthusiasm. And that's what we should be showing when we come to worship God. And by this dedication that we have to serving God, we should be showing enthusiasm. I mean, enthusiasm is contagious. And so we need to share it with others, and then they will become enthused. I think our strength as a congregation is getting stronger because of the enthusiasm we express to each other. All right, zeal. I mean, this fits in the same category. Having zeal, having the zealous fervor of doing the best we can for the Lord and wanting to do what we can for the Lord. Perseverance. Hang in there. That's what perseverance means, just hang in there. Yeah, sometimes things get rough. We have to deal with life. But you know what? If we hang in there and deal with life the way God wants us to do so, it's not so bad. It's not something to be fretting over all the time either. And so persistence. I mean, this is also included in that concept of dedication. Means you hang in there, just like perseverance. You hang in there. You stay persistent doing the Master's will. And it'll pay off for us. Sometimes we might use the word tenacity. You know, sometimes we think tenacity. What is that? That's something that in our mind, we kind of sly and sneaky in there. We sometimes associate that. But it's basically the resolve that we show towards our dedication. I mean, that can be used, the word tenacity can be used there as well. And then drive. Have you ever known someone with drive? Yeah, I mean, sometimes we expect this out of our athletes on our teams. We expect them to have drive. In other words, putting forth every effort they've got. And so we need to have that kind of drive, that commitment that we're going to be strong, we're going to push forward, we're going to do what God wants us to do, and we're not going to let any obstacles get in our way. Staying power, pretty much the perseverance and that what we talked about. I mean, staying power. We're going to hang in there until the end. I mean, so that's what we're told to do. Hang in there till the end, and you'll receive that crown of life. So being faithful until death. Yes, hard work. I mean, that all the other words we've already talked about kind of includes this idea of hard work, putting forth the effort. And then, of course, like I said, the effort. Effort is there. I mean, if we're not putting forth any effort, I mean, what are we going to be doing? We're going to be sitting back being lazy. That's all it is. So we need to put forth the effort, and that's included in there. And then devotion. Yes, being devoted to the Lord. In other words, the Lord should be so important to us, we devote ourselves to Him. And the loyalty, showing loyalty towards the Lord. I mean, that's part of the dedication process. And then allegiance. Who is the one I'm going to serve? The Lord God is the one I'm going to serve. I'm not going to serve Satan. I'm not going to serve the things of this world, the gods of this world. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, just like Joshua said. And then, of course, adherence, hanging in there. I mean, aligning ourselves with the Lord. We're an adherent. Sometimes people who go to various churches, they're called adherents because they have elected to receive the teachings of that particular group and live by those precepts, live by the commands that they are given. And so we should be doing the same thing when we are given the commands of God, adhering to it. You know, sometimes you kind of think sticks like glue. I mean, that's what adhesive of some sort. And so these are just the synonyms to the word dedication. And so it gives us these ideas. And every one of these words represents a character trait or some sort of application. And each of these words carries the idea that every effort is needed to serve God. And that's what we encourage everyone to do, is put forth their greatest effort. The word diligence is in there, and we talked about that. I mean, we got to put forth every effort to be pleasing to God. That means we've got to make sure we don't goof up, we don't make mistakes, and we do the best that we can to be pleasing to the Lord. And every Christian has probably heard many times that these are the qualities we should exhibit to the world and to each other. I mean, that's very true. I mean, the encouragement that we offer to each other, I mean, that's it. What we show the world, the example that we set, our dedication to the Lord. I mean, that speaks volumes. I mean, just telling somebody that you need to obey the Lord when you're not living right, that's kind of a wasted effort. And that people are going to see that, and they're not going to do that. But if you're living faithfully and righteously as God would have you live, when you mention something like this, people are going to see that. They're going to know there's something different about you. And hopefully they will have the willingness to ask you questions about why you do what you do, and we should be ready to give an answer. 1 Peter 3:15 tells us that. So these are the words that we try to impress upon each member, the importance of applying this to our lives. I mean, it's so very important because we take this message, we put it in our lives, and then we take it out there into the world and share it with others. That's what we're supposed to do. And this dedication seems to be a concept that many followers seem to have forgotten. And many people who claim to be children of God, claim to be Christians, they've lost this dedication somewhere. They've gone the way of the world, and they've done other things. And so we just have to be very careful that we don't lose this ourselves. And most people serve God only as long as it is convenient or working towards their own personal goals. And that's the way a lot of people are. As long as it's not getting in my way, okay, I'll go along with it. You know, they said that like Christianity is like riding on a streetcar. Most people get on when it's going their way. If it's not going their way, they don't get on it. And so, I mean, we can understand that. We can see how that works. I mean, it's like the bus. You get on a bus. If you need to go a certain direction, you don't get on a bus going the other direction. You get on the bus to go in your direction. And some people treat Christianity like that. As long as it's on my way, hey, I'll go along with it. But when it comes down to it, they're not really committed like they should. And so often God is forgotten and the focus becomes, it's all about me. You know, that's the selfishness. That's the pride we talked about this morning. It's all about me. As long as I get what I want, as long as I do what I want, I mean, that's what it's all about. If God just happens to be there and doesn't get in the way, okay, we can say we serve God. But it's all about me. I mean, basically, that excludes God, excludes others. It's, we could call this selfishness. I don't care about anybody else as long as I get to do what I want to do. And we all know people like that. And that's something we have to deal with. It's much more than just saying, I love Jesus. We've said that many times. A lot of people say, I love Jesus, but they don't live like it. They don't live like he is their God and their master and their Lord. They live, well, as long as he doesn't get in the way. I can say I love Jesus, but I'm still going to do what I want to do. And folks, that's not going to cut it. The idea we are trying to teach is I love Jesus so much that nothing will keep me from loving and obeying him. That's where we need to be. We need to love Jesus that much. We demonstrate our love to Jesus by keeping his commandments. And so, when we can say that we love him so much that nothing is going to get in our way of obeying him and loving him, that's where we need to be. That's what we need to work on. See, there are passages throughout the New Testament that instruct us to apply these things to our faith and our daily walk. We're supposed to add to our faith all these things from 2 Peter 1, verses 5 through 7, 5 through 8. And so we add these things to our faith. Our daily walk should be filled with the fruit of the Spirit and doing those things that God wants us to do. As we said this morning, we put away the old man and we become a new creature. And that's what we're supposed to do. Some people don't even do that, but that's what we're supposed to do. Some of these instruct us how to walk before the Lord, and some offer the attitude we should have when we walk before the Lord. Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to do what he says, but you need to do so with your whole heart. You need to do so with the right attitude. And sometimes people don't have the right attitude. Their heart's not in it. I mean, just like those in the Old Testament. They did the things. They went through the ceremonies. They went through the offerings. They went through the sacrifices. They did those things, but their heart was not in it. And God said, these people, their heart is not in it. They honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. And so, it would be a good idea if each and every one of us would evaluate our dedication to the Lord. And then recognize that if we're not fully dedicated, make the changes necessary to do so. See, we can ask ourselves questions such as, do I persevere in my service to God? I mean, do I demonstrate an excitement about my service to the Lord? And will I stay committed until the end? These are all valid questions we have to ask ourselves all the time. And our list of questions can go on and on. So throughout Bible history, we have the record of those dedicated to the Lord. And we see their dedication by their faithfulness, by what they did, and doing what the Lord asked them to do and commanded them to do. We see that history there. And it's something should serve as a guide for us, serve as an example. Like the heroes of faith in Hebrews chapter 11. They were all recognized for what they did. And we should learn the same thing, that if we will do what God wants us to do, he's going to honor us as well. So the important question is, will you be one of those people? Will you be one of those people who are dedicated to the Lord and demonstrate it in your life? That's what we all need to do. So why not learn more about dedication and apply it to yourself? So after all, it is your choice to make. No one can make that choice for you. So that's our lesson. It's a simple lesson, but one that we need to consider. So we're going to sing an invitation song. If anyone needs to respond, we invite you to come while we stand and sing.